During the bye week, let's operate under the radar and focus on the not so obvious. You know who's been the Packers' best and most consistent corner to date? Ladarius Gunter. He takes man coverage personal, and when it's time to play zone, he plays it with aggression.
Yes! He's up and into the open field. Oh, what a great play by Ladarius Gunter.
He's like all these young guys, you know, the more they play, the better they get.
There's a time and place for route combinations that get people open. But the Packers' passing game is at its best when receivers are winning their one-on-ones. Look at Davante Adams just torching a veteran nickelback.
The end zone, touchdown! 14-yard touchdown pass on a quick slant to Davante Adams.
And now check out Jordy Nelson versus the Lions' best cover corner. That is winning your one-on-one.
It's a battle, but it's fun when we get out there and do what we can do and get in a rhythm, be productive, stay out of the chains, and make the play.
The Packers have been a team that hits, and it's been Joe Thomas leading their hit parade.
Joe Thomas, oh my goodness.
During the offseason, he was the forgotten man at inside linebacker. But through three games, he's been leaving a lasting impression on the opposition.
I'm just playing a lot faster now. You know, everything is just, I'm just seeing everything quicker, and I'm just more comfortable now, and I'm able to make plays.
Lane Taylor, doing just fine, thank you. He's shown the unique ability to just torque defenders out of the way. And he was right in the thick of it when the Packers glaciered their way to that incredible 8-yard gain against the Lions.
Pyle driving 30, still on his feet, keeps the lights turning, and down he goes.
You saw our offensive line just push that pile. Those are the type of runs that you really love to see because it's about finish. That was exciting to see.